的主，荣耀的你，一切赞美都归于他。敬拜主，敬拜全柄的主，从那宝座的你流出，流到万民，来高举，一同高举主耶稣生命，来彰显，一同彰显耶稣荣耀王。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他曾生命尽的荣耀，万王之王。
来高举，
来高举，一同高举主耶稣生命，来彰显，一同彰显耶稣荣耀王。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵的主，他曾生命尽的荣耀，万王之王。
他曾生命，
他曾生命尽的荣耀，万王之王。
我们一起低头祷告。天父上帝，你是我们敬拜的中心，我们虽然在无知中接近你，希望得到你的真理，求你在敬拜中启示你自己，恢复你在我们身上的主权。愿智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀都归你圣名，从今时直到永永远远，阿们。弟兄姐妹请坐。接下来我们的信息是从约翰福音第四章19-26看敬拜的重要。请弟兄姐妹翻开圣经，约翰福音第四章19-26。约翰福音第四章19-26，翻到之后由我来攻读神的话。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那成为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你讲话的就是他。接下来的时间我们要交给我们的 Dr. Liefberg 还有我们的林文娟老师。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安从神，就是我们的父跟主耶稣基督归于你们。
The title of this lectureship is The Supremacy of God and the Priority of Worship.
我们在这整个系列是在讲上帝的主权跟敬拜的一些重要的事项。
We began our thinking yesterday as we reflected upon the call to a recovery of the supremacy of God.
我们在昨天有的讲道当中提到，我们是被呼召要把上帝在敬拜当中的这样的优先主权给恢复过来。
Today our focus turns to the priority of worship.
所以今天我们要看在敬拜当中有哪些是优先的事情要做的。
In particular, these three lectures will essentially consist in theological and pastoral reflections on John 4:19-26.
我们在接下来这三天的这个讲座当中，会根据约翰福音刚刚我们所读的4:19-26来讨论在这个敬拜当中的这一些优先的事项由神学还有以牧者的角度来看。
Worship that is both genuine and Christian will be built upon the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments.
敬拜它是一个要必须是真实，是一个纯真的，而且必须是基督徒他把这样的一个敬拜建立在新旧约圣经里面的经文当中。
And such worship will be anchored most firmly in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
若能够以这样的原则来敬拜，能够使我们不管是个人或在工作上，更把我们的锚下在耶稣基督的身上。
It is in, through, and by Christ alone that true worship may take place.
真实的敬拜必须要靠着主，靠着主耶稣基督，借着主耶稣基督。并且单单从他在他那里面才能够发生。
Hence our inquiry into the nature and priority of worship this week will focus on the words of Jesus.
所以我们在这个礼拜的这些讲座要来回答或来讨论这样的问题，我们要来看耶稣怎么样来谈这些事。
The text that has been read contains the most extensive treatment of worship to be found in the teachings of Jesus.
刚刚我们所读到的这段经文是在耶稣的教导当中有关于敬拜最集中也最重要的教导。
This passage is frequently called the key New Testament text on worship.
我们往往把这一段经文称为新约对于敬拜的一个钥匙。
For it unlocks the door of understanding to the Bible's entire message about worship.
因为他为我这一段经文为我们开启了去了解圣经里面所谈的敬拜是什么的这样一扇门。
As we approach this text, we become aware of the fact that it is the Samaritan woman who introduces the topic of worship.
我们刚读过去会发现一件事，就是其实是这个撒玛利亚夫人，她去展开了有关于敬拜这样一个对话。
Verse 20, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
20节说我们的祖先在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Believe me.
相信我。
These are Jesus' first words of response to the woman.
耶稣对他说的第一句话是你当信我。
Beneath her statement, there lies a question that Jesus knows she is asking.
我们相信他这个妇人所问的这个问题，耶稣很明白他到底在问什么。
Whom shall I believe?
他实际上问的是我要相信谁呢？
The Samaritan fathers said one thing, and the Jews said another.
这个撒玛利亚的这个人的父亲说一件事，可是犹太人说的是另外一件事。
Jesus says,Believe me.
耶稣说你当信我。
This prophet knows the whole truth.
这个先知知道所有的真理。
And he can be completely trusted.
而且你可以相信我。
And in the space of four verses, John records Jesus' words on worship.
接下去的这四节经文四节经文里面，约翰他记载下来耶稣讨论有关敬拜的事情。
These words contain numerous foundational principles and truths to be understood, believed, and acted upon by all who call Jesus Christ and Lord.
对任何称呼耶稣基督为主的人来说，接下来的这四段经文所讲的话，是他所必须去相信，并且去实行有关于要如何去敬拜这样子的一个基础。
In this lecture, we will focus our attention.On six foundational truths as we explore the priority of worship.
所以我们在今天的这个讲座里面必须来看在这一段经文里面所讲到关于敬拜的六个最重要的基础。
Number one.
第一个。
God is seeking worshipers.
上帝寻求敬拜的人。
This is the first and the central truth in this entire text.
这是第一项，也是最中心，最重要的，最这一段经文里面的重点。
Verse 23. A time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
The enterprise of God on planet Earth is a search for worshippers.
上帝在这个地面上所要做的事情，就是去寻求这些敬拜者。
It has always been his mission to gather for himself a people who would worship him in spirit and in truth.
上帝的使命就是去把一群可以用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他的人给集合在一起来敬拜他。
This theological truth is like the hub of a wheel.
这样一个神学上的真理就像是一个轮轴里面的这个轴心。
And out from this hub come many, many other truths like spokes in a wheel.
然后这个轴心外面绕着在转的就是其他可以表达出来像用讲的方式讲的出来的真理。
Let us reflect on this first truth by means of 7 observations.
所以有关于刚刚我们讲的这第一个真理，我们用七个方面来讲它。
First, we observe that God is the seeker.
第一个我们所看到的是上帝他是一个寻求的寻求者。
It is uniformly presented throughout Scripture that all acceptable forms of human action towards God are the result of God's prior initiative towards us.
我们看到所有在这个经文或我们从历史上所看到上帝对人 是一个主动去做的，他对我们人的行为是他主动去做的。
Here Jesus tells us that the Father is the one doing the seeking and taking the initiative.
我们这边看到上帝他自己来寻求我们。
All true worship is the result of divine initiative.
真正的敬拜一定要从这样子的一个寻求开始，这样对上帝的开，上帝的主自己去做这样子开始。Sorry.
By contrast, the picture the Bible presents of mankind is one of rebel, not seeker.
所以我们从另外一边放，从另外一方面来看，人所做的是悖逆，人没有去寻求神，他人所做的就是悖逆。
As an entire race, we all, like Adam, have rebelled against God.
对所有人来说，我们都像亚当跟夏娃一样，我们所做的是跟神背逆的。
We have been running away from God rather than seeking Him.
我们逃离神，我们没有去寻求他。
Isaiah 53:6 reads, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned." To his own way.
以赛亚书53:6说，我们都像如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
And Psalm 14 says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek after God. They have all turned aside."
在诗篇14篇第一节这边也说，第二节这边也说，上帝从上帝。看着从上看着他的子民，要看看有寻求他的没有，可是他们都离去了。
People are incurably religious, and all people are worshippers by nature.
人都需要宗教，所以以天性来说，我们都是人，就是一种敬拜的人。
But despite this fact, the worshippers of this world are giving themselves to countless other gods.
但是因为这样子，我们没有不但没有去。敬拜神，我们去敬拜别的神。
And they are neglecting to give the one true God the honor due His name.
却忽略了那个唯一的真神，我们不想去尊敬他的名。
The Father is seeking true worshippers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以上帝在寻找能够敬拜他的这种敬拜者，在心灵跟诚实中敬拜他。
A second observation.
第二个方面。
God's pursuit is intense and continuous.
上帝他寻求人这样的一个行动是非常强烈，并且是持续不断的。
The mission of God is a matter of great urgency and intensity.
上帝的使命是很热切，而且是有他很大的一个迫切性的。
The verb seek does not describe a passive or casual avocation, but rather an aggressive and intensive preoccupation.
寻求这个字不是被动等着的，而是一个非常主动性要去做出来的一个行动。
The God who seeks true worshippers is in hot pursuit.
所以上帝他去找人是一种热切的追寻。
The pursuit of God is also continuous.
而且这样的追寻是持续的。
The tense of the Greek verb seek conveys ongoing, continuous action.
在希腊文里面，寻求这个、寻找这个字是一种继续不断在做的一个词。
And today, God continues the enterprise of seeking and creating true worshippers.
一直到今天，上帝还是不断持续的在寻求并做就是产生这样的一种敬拜者。
A third observation.
第三个我们所看到的。
God's seeking consists in acts by which he reveals himself.
上帝的寻找行动往往伴随着他自己的神性的显露。
In every word and every action of God, something of himself is revealed.
在他的这些行动当中，有关于他自己，上帝自己就被显露出来了。
It is in and through such words and acts of divine self-disclosure that true worshippers are created and that true worship is prompted.
因着上帝他自己的显露，使得这些敬拜者看见，因此敬拜才可以发生。
No one else, nothing else is capable of initiating or stimulating the kind of worship the Father seeks.
没有人，任何一种人或任何一种事物可以开始一个这样子的崇拜，除非是上帝自己的自己主动去来寻找并且显露他自己。
Not fine music.
不是一个好的音乐。
Not great architecture.
不是很好的建筑。
Not skillful preaching.
或者是非常有技巧的讲道。
Not the latest technology.
或者最新的科技。
Not charismatic leadership.
或者是非常热切热心的这一种领导风格。
It is God alone.In his divine seeking, who initiates and inspires his own worship by revealing himself and his glory to us.
而是神他自己借着显露了他自己来开始这样一个敬拜，使我们看见他的荣耀，并且归荣耀给他。
A fourth observation.
第四个我们所看到的。
The objective of the divine quest is worshippers, not merely worship.
他的神圣任务的目的是在于敬拜者，而不是在于敬拜。
Jesus' words are clear.
耶稣的话很清楚。
The Father is seeking worshippers.
天父所寻求的是敬拜者。
Persons who will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
就是一个人，他可以在精灵跟诚实当中来敬拜的。
The activity of worship itself is not the object of God's affection.
敬拜的这些活动并不是上帝他的目的。
It is people whom God loves and it is people whom God seeks.
神所找寻的就是人，就是这样子能够敬拜的人。
I repeat, God is not merely seeking worship.
我再讲一次，上帝所寻求的不单单是这个敬拜。
God is seeking worshippers.
他要找的是敬拜者。
A fifth observation.
第五个方面。
The mission of the Father was the mission of Jesus.
天父的任务就是耶稣的任务。
There has only been one mission of God throughout human history.
在整个人类的历史当中，天父只有一个任务。
The mission of the Father and the mission of the Son are one and the same mission.
而天父跟耶稣的任务都是同一个。
There are not two missions.
并没有两个不同的任务。
From the lips of Jesus, we repeatedly hear words confirming his commitment to the Father's will and work.
我们从耶稣的口中一直听到不断的，他说他所执行的是天父的旨意。
Never do we hear from him that he has some mission of his own distinct from the mission of the Father.
我们并没有看见或者听见耶稣基督有任何的任务是从上帝的任务当中给分别出来或完全不同的。
The cross was at the center of his mission.
耶稣基督的任务是十字架。
Old Testament sacrificial worship typified, prophesied, and in every way pointed to the ultimate offering Christ was to make at Calvary.
而在旧约当中，我们所看到的有关于在敬拜当中的献祭，这一切的祭物，还有救赎的计划，一切都指向在加略山的十字架。
Jesus lived and Jesus died, that the mission of God might be accomplished.
耶稣的生命跟耶稣的死都是为了完成天父的任务。
That God might gather to himself a host of true worshipers from every tribe and tongue and nation. Revelation 7:9.
所以天父能够把这一些从各地的敬拜者给聚集在一起，这是启示录上所说的。
A host of worshippers to be with him, Revelation 21:3.
在启示录21章3节讲到说，这一些敬拜者就可以跟天父同在。
And who would worship him day and night forever, Revelation 7:15.
而这些人就日夜都敬拜神，这是在启示录7:15.
A sixth observation.
第六个方面。
The church is the community of God's true worshippers on earth.
教会就是地上真实敬拜上帝的一个社群。
The mission of God has resulted in a body of changed persons, Christian believers who have been transformed from rebels into worshippers.
上帝把这一群因着他所被转化所变成所回转过来的这一群人聚集在一起，结成了基督的身体。
Paul speaks of the church as the temple of the living God, 2 Corinthians 6:16.
保罗在会是 reference. Okay. 保罗在哥林多后书6:16说到我们的身体是圣灵的殿，是神的殿。
The earthly temple had been the place where God's glory was revealed.
我们在地上的在地上的这个圣殿就是上帝荣耀显现的地方。
It was the place where God's presence was experienced.
就是人可以跟去体验神的同在的一个地方。
And where God's worship was conducted.
也是敬拜上帝在那边可以发生。
Paul declares the church itself to be this place, this temple. 2 Corinthians 5:16.
哥林多后书5:16，保罗他就提到教会就是那一个地方，就是那一个圣殿。
And according to Peter, these same persons are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
那彼得也说，这一些人，这些教会里的人，他们建立了一个属灵的家，并且是君尊的祭司，将这样子的这样的祭物送就是因借着耶稣基督呈现给神。
That's 1 Peter 2:5.
这是彼得前书2:5.
One final observation.
最后一项。
Today the Holy Spirit continues the divine quest.
今日圣灵继续这样的一个神圣的任务。
Jesus had given his disciples an explicit promise of the Holy Spirit's impending arrival.
耶稣给了他的门徒一个这样的一个保证，一个
In John 14, he said, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
在约翰福音14章16到约翻福音14章16到17节这边说，我就求父他就是给你们一位保惠师与你们永远同在，就是真理的灵。这世人是世人不能接受的，因为他们不见他，也不认得他。但是你们知道他，并且他在你们里面与你们同在。
So the Spirit will not only be with the disciples, but he will be in them.
对，圣灵不是跟他们同在，而且也在他们里面。
Jesus explains that the Holy Spirit will guide the disciples into all truth, John 16:13.
约翰福音16:13也说到圣灵会帮助这些使徒走向他的真理。
The Spirit will glorify Christ, verse 14.
圣灵是来荣耀基督的，这第14节。
And he will take all that Christ has received from the Father and make it known to the disciples. Verse 15.
所有基督从父那边所明白的，借着圣灵也使所有的这些使徒能够明白。
Located within the all of verse 15 is the mission of the Father, which was taken up by the Son and is now being assigned to the Holy Spirit.
在第十五节里面有个字，就是所有的事。这样是在指这样上帝就是父这样的一个任务交托给 基督耶稣他的儿子之后，现在又再次交到圣灵的手上了。
And today it is the Holy Spirit who continues the mission of God on earth.
所以今天是圣灵继续在地上继续这样的一个神圣的任务。
We come now to the second major principle of worship in John 4.
那我们现在看到在敬拜当中第二项重要的原则。
And it is this.Only true worship is acceptable to God.
唯有真实的敬拜才能被上帝接受。
The Bible acknowledges three types of worship.
在圣经中有三类的敬拜。
False worship, vain worship, and true worship.
假的敬拜、无效的敬拜跟真实的敬拜。
False worship is the practice of worshiping the wrong God.
假敬拜就是你去拜错的神。
Vain worship consists in worshiping the right God in the wrong way.
无效的敬拜是你敬拜对的神，可是你的方法错了。
True worship is worshiping the right God in the right way.
真实的敬拜是你拜真对的神，也用对的方法去拜他。
In this conversation, Jesus sets forth the nature and necessity of true worship, for only true worship is acceptable to God.
然后在刚刚我们读的这段经文里面，耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话说，只有真实的敬拜才能被这样的神给接受。
Before going further in the matter of true worship, we'll briefly examine the Bible's perspective on the two alternatives, false worship and vain worship.
所以要进入真实的敬拜之前，让我们看看圣经里面所提到的这种假敬拜跟无效的敬拜是什么。
Worshipping the wrong God, that is the essence of false worship.
所以拜的错的神是最直接的解释，就是假敬拜。
However such worship may be expressed,Its greatest error lies in its offering to anyone or anything else the honor which belongs only to the one true God.
你可能对着某一个人或一个物，你向他献上尊敬、敬畏一切的事情，唯有真正的神才配得。但是你把它献给其他的人士。
God hates and condemns false worship.
上帝恨恶这样的敬拜。
Because false worship is idolatry.
因为假的敬拜是偶像的崇拜。
False worship is rebellion and disobedience toward God.
而假敬拜是一种背叛，是一种不顺服神的表现。
False worship is a lie and a fraud.
假敬拜是一种欺骗，是一种谎言。
And false worship robs God of the glory He alone deserves.
假敬拜窃取了上帝应得的荣耀。
The second type of worship described in the Bible is vain worship.
第二种，在圣经里面所提到的敬拜是无效的敬拜。
The definitive word on this subject is found in Jesus' strong indictment of the Pharisees and scribes, recorded in Mark 7:6-7, where Jesus speaks to them.
在马可福音7:6-7，耶稣在跟法利赛人跟文士有个讨论，这是耶稣所说的话。
He quotes Isaiah saying, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain.
耶稣他所使用的是以赛亚书的一段经文，以赛亚是对的，这些先知跟这些假冒为善的人用以赛亚书来回答，他说这些百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，但是他们的心却远离我，然后接下来说这样子拜是无益无效的。
Notice those words in verse 7, They worship me in vain.
第七节告诉我们，这样的敬拜是枉然的。
Right God, but wrong way.
对的上帝，可是错的方法。
It is from Jesus that we understand the essence of vain worship to be worshiping the right God in the wrong way.
这是耶稣对着他们那个时代人所说的，你对着对的神，可是用了错的方法去敬拜。
Jesus is quoting Isaiah 29:13, applying that text to the present state of worship by the Pharisees and scribes.
他用 以赛亚先知那个时代的话，使用那个时代的话来形容他那个时代，耶稣那个时代的法利赛人跟文士。
He says, these people honor me with their lips.
他说这些人他们是用嘴唇在尊敬我。
Think of the actions of the Pharisees at worship.
所以我们来想看看法利赛人他们在敬拜时候的行动是什么。
What did they do with their lips?
他们用他们的嘴唇做什么呢？
Well, first, they praised God with their lips.
他们用他们的嘴唇来赞美神。
Second, they prayed to God with their lips.
他们用嘴唇来祷告。
And third, they proclaimed the word of God, the Torah, with their lips.
他们也用他们的 嘴唇来宣告上帝的话，就是 Torah, 就是五经。
Yet, their praising, their praying, and their preaching were not acceptable to God.
所以对神来说，他们的赞美、祷告跟讲道都不被接受。
Jesus said they worship God in vain.
他们这样的敬拜 是枉然的。
What was the Pharisees' problem?
他们的问题是什么呢？法利赛人的问题是什么？
Mark 7:7.
马可福音7:7.
Their hearts are far from me.
他们的心远离我。
That's it.
就是这样。
Withdrawn, distant hearts.
一种很抽离的状态的这样的心。
Under what circumstances or conditions is the worship of the right God in vain?
所以什么样的情况下造成这一种敬拜的枉然呢？
Scripture indicates that worship is in vain when it is merely external actions.
圣经告诉我们，如果这个敬拜只是一种外在的行为表现的时候，它是枉然的。
When human tradition replaces clear biblical mandates.
当人为的这种传统去取代了圣经的命令的时候。
When unrepentant believers store up unconfessed sin in their own lives.
当还没有悔改的信徒在生命当中还保有那种未承认的罪的时候的敬拜也是无效的。
Worship is in vain when the rest of life is a contradiction.
当你的生命跟你的信仰是有矛盾的时候，不一致的时候，敬拜是无效的。
To my students, I call this acting like angels on Sunday and living like the devil the rest of the week.
他说我的学生有些我这样讲，他们在礼拜天的时候看起来做事像一个天使，然后其他的时间都像个魔鬼一样。
Worship is in vain when fellowship with believers is allowed to remain broken.
当信徒之间的团契持续的是一种破裂状态的时候，这个敬拜是无效的。
When our motives are selfish and wrong.
当我们的敬拜的动机是自私跟错误的时候，敬拜是无效的。
When worship is treated as a means rather than an end.
当敬拜被当作只是一种意义而不是一种目的的时候，它是无效的。
And when believers become apathetic and non-participative.
当信徒他变得无动于衷，他不想参与的时候，这个敬拜是无效的。
Such worship is in vain.
这样的敬拜都是枉然的。
True worship is worshiping the right God in the right way.
真实的敬拜是你拜对的神，并且用对的方式来敬拜。
This is the worship that pleases God.
这是使神能够喜悦的敬拜。
This is acceptable worship.
这是能够被神接受的敬拜。
Jesus' words to the woman are intended not only to help her understand true worship, but in the process become a true worshiper.
他在回答这个撒玛利亚妇人，不只是想要让他明白什么是敬拜，并且想要他成为一个真实的敬拜者。
It is the aim of Scripture to so display the glories of the one true God with that same objective in mind to make true worshippers of us all.
这也是在告诉我们，同样在这个经节里面所讲的这一位真实的上帝，也是想要把这样的一个任务做在我们的身上，使我们成为真实的敬拜者。
Our third major principle is this.True worship is not bound by time or place.
我们第三个敬拜的原则就是，真实的敬拜不限制于特定的时间跟地点。
The Samaritan woman was focused on the external matters rather than the essential matters.
撒玛利亚妇人她的重心是摆在那种外在的因素，而不是内在的因素。
Verse 20, our fathers worshipped on this mountain.But you Jews claim that in Jerusalem is the place where we must worship.
对，第二十节他说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是耶路撒冷。
Although true worship on earth does occur within time and space, it nonetheless is not bound by either.
我们在地面上的确，我们在敬拜的时候有一定的地方跟一定的时间，但是它不应该是被局限住的，敬拜不应该被局限住。
The woman at the well is acquainted with both the tradition of her Samaritan forefathers and the practice of the Jews.
这个撒玛利亚妇人，她对于这个撒玛利亚的传统跟犹太人传统都很清楚。
Who is right?
谁是对的呢？
Jesus gave her a very surprising reply.
耶稣给她一个让她吓一跳的回答。
Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
你们当信我时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
To Jesus, the place of worship is not the matter of greatest importance.
因为对耶稣来说，在哪里敬拜不是最重要的事。
The perspective on worship which Jesus brings shifts attention from place and time, forms and formats,liturgies and traditions to matters of the spirit and issues of the heart.
对，耶稣基督要把他的这种外在的因素，时间、地点，或者某一种礼仪，或者某一种行动，在敬拜的行动，把它移动到心里面真实的一个敬拜，真实的心。
The worship in spirit which Jesus is soon to introduce is no way tied to specific times and places.For it is essentially a spiritual worship that transcends both, even while taking place in a time-space world.
接下去耶稣就要讲的这个心灵跟诚实的这个原则，将他刚刚所提到的这些外在的因素，他超越了外在的因素，他要把这一些把人的重点从这样的外在因素移开，让我们能够借着心灵的真实敬拜来进入真正敬拜的意涵里。
Anytime.In any place is a time and place for communion with God.
任何时间任何地点都是能够跟神相交的时候跟地方。
In Mark 7, Jesus accused the Pharisees of going through the external motions of worship with dead and distant hearts.
在马太福音第七章，耶稣他在指责这些法利赛人跟文士，说他们做了外在的一切的行动，可是他们的心是死的。
True worship has always had a struggle with its own outward expressions.
真实的敬拜它是要有 without. Sorry.
Okay,
好。敬拜虽然我们的敬拜总是会跟这种外在的这种做法有一点需要去挣扎，需要去冲突。
What matters most, the wineskins or the wine?
我们会去想到底我们要用酒呢，还是用葡萄汁呢？
Both Mark 7 and John 4 provide the same answer.
但是在马可福音七章、约翰福音四章都告诉我们要怎么样去看待这些事情。
It is the interior, internal, invisible action of our inner person that matters most.
他这两个地方的经文都说是我们内在的这个人，我们的内在想法，我们的内在的没看不见的这个心。是最重要的。
True worship does not take place in buildings; it takes place in the human spirit.
对，真实的敬拜不是发生在这样的一个建筑物里面，它发生在每个人的心里面。
It is spiritual in nature.
它是一种有属灵的天性的本质的。
Principle number four.
第五个部分。
True worship is the fruit of true salvation.
真实的敬拜是真实救恩所结的果。
Excuse me,
I need to change. 你们的那个号码是错的，对不对 ？OK, 所以三现在应该是五，前面他那个序号没有过来。This is mark difference 那一方。I just give them. 所以真实的敬拜是真实救恩所结的果，这是第五项。Right?
There's a definite connection between worship and salvation.
第四项，真实的敬拜是真实救恩所结的果。
Jesus argues for a relationship between the two in the context of this comparison.
耶稣他有为了这个做了一个比较性的一个争论。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
You Samaritans do not know what you worship. We Jews know what we worship, for salvation is from the Jews.
你们这些撒玛利亚人所拜的，你们是不知道的；而我们这些犹太人拜的，我们是知道的，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Having just affirmed that true worship is not a matter of the correct externals, Jesus goes on to draw a comparison which most clearly devalues and disqualifies Samaritan worship.
所以这个地方首先耶稣不去争执这种外在怎么做，他先用这一段的叙述来把撒玛利亚人这个敬拜给说明他们是没有价值的。
He says, "You don't know what you worship. We do."
因为你们这个撒玛利亚，你们根本不知道你们在拜什么，可是我们知道。
There had been a time when the Samaritans knew what they worshipped, but that time was long gone.
有一段时间，可能撒玛利亚人他们知道他们在拜谁，可是那段时间已经过去了。
Now Jesus is insisting that the Samaritans lacked knowledge which evidently the Jews had.
所以在这个地方耶稣指出来就是撒玛利亚人你们已经不知道了，可是犹太人是知道的。
From the implications of the context, we can draw the conclusion that this is a knowledge of the truth.
所以我们在这边可以给一个结论，就是说耶稣在这边讲的是说你必须知道那个真理才能敬拜。
But generations before,They had exchanged the truth of God for a lie, as did many others whom Paul refers to in Romans 1.
在好几个世代之前，他们把这一个上帝的上帝真实的上帝给取代了，用一种谎话给取代了。
A corrupted Pentateuch was their only revelation of God.And they had lived apart from God for centuries.
而他们这些撒玛利亚人在这样的几个世代下来，他们已经不再知道他们的神是哪一个神了。
All the while, they rejected the ongoing revelation of Himself by God since their defection.
他们抗拒这个神，并且不再接受这个神对他们的启示。
So their knowledge of God was incomplete and inaccurate.
所以在这个时候他们对神的认识已经是不完全也不准确了。
Their ignorance of the truth led to worship in error rather than worship in truth.
那因为他们对这样的真实这样的真理是不认识的，所以使得这个敬拜就无效了。
There were two sides to this ignorance, an objective side and a subjective side.
对这种无知有两个部分，有一个主观的部分，有一个客观的部分。
Objectively, they did not know the truth about God.
比较客观的来说，他们不明白神的真理。
Much of the information they held to be true about God was in fact erroneous.
他们对于这个神所认识的已经是另外一种像信仰了。
Subjectively, they did not know God by experience.
然后在主观上呢，这些人对神的认识是没有，他们没有经历神，所以他们不认识神。
That is, they had no authentic relationship with God.
也就是说，他们跟这个真神是没有真实的关系了。
They were attempting to worship a God with whom they had no personal or genuine relationship.
他们没有办法去拜一个神，是跟他们有一个真实关系，而且是他们真真实实认识的。
On the other hand, the Jews have this knowledge according to Jesus.
根据耶稣说的话，犹太人是知道的。
We know what we worship, for salvation is from the Jews, he says.
我们知道这个犹太人知道他们拜的是谁，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
It is the Jews, God's chosen ones, who have been the people to whom God has been revealing the truth about himself for generations.
犹太人是神的选民，他们在这样几个世代，一代一代都知道这是神所向他们亲自启示的。
They possess the objective truth about God, Romans 2:20, and have preserved that truth in their sacred writings.
所以在客观的方面，他们知道这个神是谁，而且他们把它写在他们的这种经书上面。
Subjectively, they live in a relationship with God that no other people have been privileged to experience.
而在主观上面，在主体上面，他们跟神的关系在历世历代是一个亲身的经历，没有其他的民族是可以经验的。
God set His love upon this people and exclusively showed them His grace and mercy.
上帝对着这一群人把他的慈爱放在这群人身上，而且独特的去向这一群人显现他的一切。
And since the earliest times, God has instructed them in the ways of acceptable worship.
而且从一开始的时候，上帝就已经指示他们要如何的来敬拜，是可以被神所接受的。
And in the near future, it is through the Jews that the gift of salvation will be offered to the whole world even as it is being offered now to this Samaritan woman.
不管在不久的将来呢，这个救恩就会从犹太人这边出来，让全世界所有的世人呢都得到，包括现在正在问话这个撒玛利亚夫人。
We can imagine what the woman is thinking by now.
所以我们可以想看看那个撒玛利亚夫人在这个时候在想什么。
Why should the Jews' worship be acceptable and ours not?
为什么犹太人的敬拜会被接受，我们的就不被接受呢？
They are no better than we are.
他们没有比我们好啊。
The answer, in a word, salvation.
这个主要的答案就是救恩。
Salvation makes the difference.
救恩让所有的事情都不一样了。
It is true that both the Jews and the Samaritans share the same weak flesh.
我们知道撒玛利亚人跟犹太人其实他们的肉体都是软弱的。
In themselves they are in no way better than the Samaritans. Romans 3:9.
所以这个犹太人其实他们是没有比撒玛利亚人更好。
When Jesus declares that the Jews know what they worship, he is not implying that every individual Jew is practicing true worship.
当他在告诉撒玛利亚夫人说犹太人知道的时候，他不是在讲这一个单独的犹太人。
However, the Jews are the people to whom God, in His grace, has been granting the gift of salvation down through the centuries.
但是犹太人是这样的一个被拣选，上帝拣选的民族，借着犹太人这样的救恩临到世上。
And despite being undeserving, imperfect people,Many have nonetheless trusted God for salvation and followed in God's ways.
那我们看着这些上帝他使用了这些不完美的人，可是许许多多的人因着他所使用的这样的一个救恩的计划，进入到神的国度当中，并且走在他的道路当中。
It is the worship of such faithful, believing Jews that has been both an accurate representation of the objective truth about God.And a genuine expression of a personal relationship with God, a saving relationship.
犹太人的这个敬拜当中，他们显示出来上帝显示出来这种敬拜的真理，并且救恩的信息。
Because of salvation, their worship is acceptable.
所以因着这样的救恩，犹太人他们的敬拜是被接受的。
Salvation is from the Jews.
救恩是从犹太人出来的。
In a very few words, Jesus declares that salvation has come into the world through the Jews because it is to the Jews that God has granted this gift.
所以只有用这样短短的几个字，耶稣说明了救恩是从犹太人出来，这也是上帝的计划，使用犹太人来带出这样的救恩。
And it was God's intention that through this people all the nations of the earth would come to know the blessings of his salvation.Genesis 12:3.
这是上帝的一个计划在创世纪十二章三节。借着他使借着这样的救恩，使全世界的人能够得到他的祝福。
This is one side of the matter.
这是这个这一个事件的一个方面，我们来看。
Moreover, it is through this one Galilean Jew, Jesus Christ, that true salvation.Comes to all who will be saved.
但是另外一方面，我们可以这样子看，从这一位一个犹太人，一个加利利的犹太人，耶稣基督，从他所有的人可以被拯救。
The Jewish nation through one man offers the entire world salvation.
所以整个犹太的子民经过这样的一个人，可以把救恩带入整个世界。
This is the other side of the matter.
所以这边所讲的事实其实是这另外一个方面的。
So Jesus makes a definite connection between worship and salvation in verse 22.
所以在第22节，耶稣把敬拜跟救恩给连接在一起了。
We know what we worship for salvation is from the Jews.
我们知道我们能够敬拜是因为犹太人，救恩是从犹太人出来的。
The word for here is used in the sense of because in this verse.
这是为什么在这就是这一个经节里面所提到的这些字。
It is because the Jews have the truth about God and have an authentic relationship with God and know by experience the blessings of salvation that their worship is acceptable.
因为犹太人知道什么知道有关上帝的事情，犹太人也明白上帝要的是什么，并且因着这样的救恩是。犹太人的敬拜是能够被接受的。
So, True worship has a soteriological foundation.
Where is it? 所以这个 how do you call this one?
Doctrine of salvation.
所以敬拜它有一个这种教义上面、教义神学上面的一个基础。
God's work, not man's, is the crucial element.
是上帝的工作，而不是人的工作。
Worship that issues from a transformed life is evidentiary in nature, for true worship is hard evidence that one is truly saved.
一个人可以真实的敬拜，就是因为他是真实的被拯救了，这是一个非常非常强烈的一个证据。
Matthew 7:20 affirms, "You will recognize them by their fruits."
马太福音七章二十节讲到说，这些被拯救的人，我们可以认出他们来，因着他们所结的果子。
True worship is the fruit of salvation.
真实的敬拜是一种救恩所产生的果子。
Our fifth major principle.
好，我们的第五个。
We are living in the age of true worship.
我们现在正处于一个真实敬拜的时代。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Yet a time is coming and has now come.
时候将到，如今就是了。
What time has come?
什么时候到了呢？
The time when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
那个时间就是真实的敬拜者会以心灵跟诚实来敬拜我们的父。
Or to put it more succinctly,The age of true worship has come.
或者我们讲简单一点，就是真实敬拜的时代已经到了。
The epoch of time which began with the life of Christ is referred to in various ways.
我们常I have to see the one. 我们在那个怎么样是算时间？我们在怎么样在看耶稣的生命，他的生涯，我们用很多的方式来看他。
We call this time the New Testament.
我们会说这是一个新约的时代。
We call it the Church Age.
我们会说这是一个教会的时代。
The Christian Era.
或者我们称呼耶稣才是
The Age of the New Covenant.
基督徒的时代，或者是新约的时代。
In our text, Jesus gives us another description of the time we are living in when he reveals the new time to be the age of true worship.
所以刚刚我们在读的经文给我们另外一个定义的方法，他说我们现在这个时代是一个真实敬拜的时代。
It may not be possible to assess the full weight of Jesus' assertion without seeing it in its larger historical context.
如果我们不是去看在历史上耶稣所有的这些作为、这些处境，我们很难我们是没有办法去知道耶稣对这些吩咐的真正的一个重要性。
Consider the former age.
我们可以去想一想那个古时候。
In the beginning, worship was perfect.Without a flaw or weakness.
如果用古时候来说，曾经有这样的时间，敬拜是无瑕的，没有任何的瑕疵的。
The first family knew God, had a perfect relationship with God, and enjoyed unhindered communion with God before the fall.
在第一个家庭，他们还没有堕落之前，他们跟上帝是有一个无瑕疵的一个关系，并且知道如何敬拜他，跟他有一起相交的时间。
After sin enters the picture, sin becomes the chief obstacle to communion with God, and it must continually be dealt with.
当罪进入到这个家庭，进入到人世间的时候，有跟上帝的关系，我们就不断的必须去对付那个罪。
So sacrificial worship is established.
所以这种献祭的敬拜就产生了。
In your mind, scan the centuries from Genesis to Malachi, and you find the blessing of true worship being polluted again and again.
然后我们从创世纪一直读到马拉基，你会发现在这个当中，真实的这个好的这个敬拜不断的被污染，一次又一次的被污染。
In Genesis, the first murder is committed over worship.
在创世纪你看到在敬拜当中出现了第一宗的谋杀案。
In Malachi, God speaks judgment against his people who have defiled and profaned their worship of him.
在马拉基里面他说你们会被你们这些子民因着你的叛逆跟你的不尊敬会得到会失去我的祝福。
And between Genesis and Malachi, we find few extended periods of time in which the people of God practice complete fidelity to God in worship.
我们从创世纪到马拉基书，在中间我们看到的例子，很少有例子是讲到这些献祭或敬拜是好的。
The disappointing fact of history is that God's own people are themselves constantly turning away from God into idolatry.
很悲哀的就是这一些人持续的，他的这些子民持续的转离神，并且进入偶像崇拜之中。
Seen through the lens of worship, the Old Testament story is a very sad one.
我们在读这些旧约时代有关于敬拜的故事是非常的悲哀的。
For the very people to whom God was constantly revealing himself and regularly displaying his saving might were constantly forsaking him.
这些人神不断地持续地向他们来启示他自己，并且想要把他们挽回，可是这些人有也是持续地一直逃离他，背离他。
So often they gave themselves to the worship of the false gods of the nations round about.
他们常常去敬拜他们旁边这些外邦国家的假神。
The Old Testament era could not be described as the age of true worship.
所以这个旧约的这个时代，我们并没有办法把它给形容为一种真实敬拜的时代。
Nowhere within the pages of the Hebrew Scriptures is there a claim or even a suggestion of such a thing.
在这个整个希伯来文的圣经里面，我们几乎看不到，我们看不到里面所形容的是一种真实的敬拜。
It is equally noteworthy that.Nowhere in the New Testament does any writer looking back claim or suggest that the Old Testament era was the age of true worship, for it was not.
我们在新约里面也看不到任何一个作者告诉我们说旧约有个时代，那个时代是一个真实敬拜的时代。
Thus, when Jesus appears on the scene announcing an age of true worship, we know that things are going to differ greatly from the former age.
所以当耶稣在这个经文里面在这个时候他去宣告一个新的时代一个新的敬拜时代要来的时候我们晓得这是一个很不一样的跟以前过去的这些日子是不一样的
To be sure, this will not yet be the age of perfect worship.
我们要知道这不是一个完美的敬拜的时代的开始
That age is yet to come.
那个以后会来
The book of Revelation gives us a richThough partial insight into that future age of worship.
启示又给我们一点点的部分的这样的一个画面，将来的完美敬拜。
But for the present, we are content to know that the former age, with all of its idolatry and infidelity inside the community of God's own people, is passed away, and a new time has come.
但是从这段话我们知道，在过去那个时代。对神的叛悖逆跟偶像崇拜的那个时代已经要过去了，新的时代要来临了。
And who but Jesus would be in a position to proclaim the dawning of this new era?
而没有别的人，就是耶稣基督，唯有他能够去宣告这样的一个时代的来临。
He is the one God has appointed to usher in this new age of worship.
他是上帝所指定要来这样子来宣告这个时代开始的那一位。
Notice the paradoxical words in the text. A time is coming and has now come.
我们看一下第二十三节，如果英文来说，这个时代也来了，并且要快这个时候已经快到了，但还没来。
This is New Testament code language for the kingdom of God.
这个是在新约里面对神国的这种形容。
When Jesus utters these words, the kingdom is present because the king has come.
他耶稣来到世上的时候，神国已经来了，因为那个国王，那个王已经在了。
The Christ event has ushered in this new age, this kingdom age of true worship.
所以他所宣告就是说，这个新的国度的这个时代已经在这里了。
And the evidence may be seen in the continuing presence of true worshippers in one generation after another for almost 2,000 years.
但是接下来我们看到就是这些真实的敬拜者一代又一代的这些真实敬拜者到目前差不多2000年了。
It is true that there have been lapses and failures.
我们在这当中呢也有很多的这种失败。
However,During that same span of time, the church as a whole has never abandoned its fundamental fidelity to the one true God of the Bible.
但是要记得，在这两千年以来，教会从来没有背弃知道这个圣经里面所讲的神是谁，并且没有放弃敬拜他。
And never as a body has it gone after other gods, as was the case repeatedly throughout the Old Testament era.
也不像在旧约的时候有这样子去背弃这位神，然后去拜别的假神。教会里面这样做。
The age of true worship has come.
所以这个真实敬拜的时代已经来了。
Our last principle, and we're done.
我们的最后一项。
The Holy Spirit is the energizer of true worship.
圣灵在帮助激励真实的敬拜。
We derive this principle by inference from verse 23.
我们这边是要看的是第二十三节。
The Christ event which launches the kingdom age of true worship is not truly complete until Christ sends his spirit back to the earth to infill and inhabit the church.
在这边所提到就是说这个真实敬拜的时代还没有完全的临到直到这个圣灵父把这个圣灵给
The life of true worship is sustained by the Holy Spirit.
就把圣灵赐下来帮助教会真实的敬拜是要有圣灵来帮忙的。
Philippians 3:3.
腓立比书三章三节。
For we are the real circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
我们是受真割礼的，因为在我们拜神是借着圣灵，并且荣耀耶稣基督。对，大家这样，在腓立比书三章三节。
To worship by the Spirit of God is to worship upon His prompting and at His inspiration.
在圣灵的帮助下来敬拜是由圣灵来启发并且由圣灵来促进这个敬拜。
It is to worship under His direction and in response to His leadership.
随着圣灵的方向跟他的领导来敬拜。
And it is to worship by His power and His gracious enablement.
因为他的能力跟他的使我们能够做成这样来敬拜。
Without the Holy Spirit, all of our attempts to resist idolatry and to offer true worship to God would be as failed as those we repeatedly encounter in the Old Testament.
如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们对着神的敬拜就会落入像旧约时代的偶像敬拜一样。
The Holy Spirit is the energizer of true worship.
圣灵是使我们能够真实敬拜的那个发电厂。
Summary.
这是我的结论。
In this first lecture, we have begun an analysis of John 4:19-26, focusing our attention on the six major principles of worship.
所以我们在今天的第一堂课里面，我们看约翰福音四章十九到二十六节，那这个重点是摆在六项主要有关于敬拜的最重要的事项。
There is a seventh major principle in the text, and it is this.The New Testament standard of acceptable worship is in spirit and in truth.
在你已经写下来，在看到这讲义上面的六项原则以外，其实还有第七项原则，就是在新约当中的敬拜能够被接受，是必须在心灵与诚实里面来敬拜。
The meanings and implications of in spirit and in truth are so rich and profound.That we must examine each of them separately.
所以这个第七项的在心灵跟诚实里面敬拜，它的意思跟要讨论范围是这么的广，所以我们会在明天跟后天的讲座里面来继续。
And this we shall do tomorrow as we consider the spirituality of worship, and Thursday when we consider the integrity.Of worship.
所以明天我们要讲的是属灵的层面，敬拜的属灵层面。然后最后一天我们要讲的是有关于在真实当中的敬拜。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。